Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Ramon Ray is back. Ramon is a 16-year member of our Brain Trust. He is one of the top entrepreneurial experts on the planet. He's the editor and founder of the Smart Hustle magazine. He's the author of a bunch of books, including Technology Solutions for Growing Businesses, and his latest book is called The Celebrity CEO. That's the brand new one. We helped him launch on this show. He's our good friend, Ramon Ray. Welcome back.
Hey, Jim. Thanks so much for having me. It's so good to be here. Whether we're having elections or not elections, it's always good talking to Jim Blasingame.
I appreciate that. No, we feel the same thing way around here, Ramon. So, Ramon, I was telling the audience that the momentum of the marketplace is our practice of buying and selling, people consuming stuff and buying stuff from us, and we sell it, we stock stuff and sell it to them. But the energy to move the marketplace forward, as you point out all the time, is innovation. If America, if you could say what's the one way to describe the American marketplace, I think you would have to say new and improved. That's innovation.
Yeah.
And innovation is a wild animal that's ready to move forward, but there is something that can hold it back, and that's regulation, that's government policy. Talk to us about that.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, absolutely, Jim. And I think the reason why, you know, I'm glad to discuss this with you because, as you know, Jim, there's an underbelly. It's a little more than an underbelly, but I'll call it an underbelly of talk to squash the American spirit, to move towards things other countries have done. I'll say that gently, and I want to be careful and respect everybody in your audience. But I just want to remind people, especially the young people who could be hearing a voice, Jim, that, as you said, innovation and free market economy are essential to why America's a success. And I'll just say one more thing, and you can probably help me say this better. And here's what I'm trying to say is that when you take 100 people, only 10 to 20 of us are going to be the risk takers, innovators, the far-out people. Mm-hmm. Let us do that and grow. So then for the other 60 to 70 people, we can make sustainable jobs for them. And the last 10% who may be always poor, as Jesus said, we can then support them and provide a safety net for them.
That's how it works. It's what you just described. You just described what makes the world go round.
Yes.
I agree 100%.
And the more you suppress
those risk takers, the less opportunity there is for other people.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, I agree.
And I think people don't see that enough, Jim. I think people don't understand that when they talk about, you know, taking away wealth from Jim to give it to Ramon and make Jim and Ramon both equal. I get it in spirit. Really, I do. I'm not one of these, you know, cruel people. I understand the principle. But yet, that means Jim won't be incentivized to create wealth, which at the end will help me and my family.
Well, and see, what we're talking about here is the difference between zero-sum thinking and plus-sum thinking. Or another way to say plus-sum is abundant thinking. See, you and I are abundant thinkers. We don't wonder how this happens. We're not confused about how the marketplace works. We know it works. We know that if it's allowed to function, it will create abundance for everyone. Some people will have more than others. And life is not fair. No politician is going to make it fair. But if you're a zero-sum thinker, and when I think of people who have the heavy hand of regulation on the marketplace, they're zero-sum thinkers. A zero-sum thinker sees a fat person and standing next to a skinny person, and that person, that zero-sum thinker says, well, that fat person obviously took that other person's food.
That's right.
That's what they think.
That's right.
And you know, one of my favorite little cartoons, we didn't call them memes back in those days, was a man, you know, a man sitting on a park bench or something, and he's a blue collar worker, as I remember, and he said, "No poor man ever gave me a job."
Mm, That's so true, Jim. And I think that when you look at the, let's look at some of the icons of our time. These are maybe not the best examples, but let's take an Elon Musk, the founder of McDonald's, and Tyler Perry, one of the most famous black producers in the world.
Yeah.
I think they deserve the wealth they have because these individual gentlemen, and there's women too, super wealthy, but they're creating jobs.
Can you imagine the jobs that they create? The jobs they create. You know, whenever over the years, as you can imagine, I've interviewed and talked to a lot of entrepreneurs, people who, and one of the things that they'll often send me about the individual, is that they've grown their business from 10 employees to 300 employees over 10 years, and my as an employer, my first thought is, man. Congratulations, but I'm glad I'm not making that payroll.
Exactly. And that's the beauty of this market that we're talking about, Jim, is that you have the many, the 80% who want to go to work, have a great job, and live for their families. Awesome.
Yep.
And you have the smaller percentage who want to take risk, who want to have the challenges, the pain, the issues that you and I go through for our teams on a smaller scale, but you and I have been there. This is what the world is about. And the reason I'm saying it, Jim, just to caution the people who want to tear it down. That's why I want to express
there
that
are,
today.
There are.
There's many people who don't see
that. And those people, and to their credit, I have to give them a little bit of props here. To their credit, the people you talk about who want to tear this down, they are calling themselves what they are. They're outright saying it in a way that they wouldn't have done it 10 or 20 years ago. They're calling themselves socialists. They're calling their ideas, socialistic ideas. They like it. AOC this week said, we didn't do well in the election because we didn't talk more about socialism. She actually said that.
Mm.
Yeah. And socialism is the zero-sum thinker in this game.
Absolutely. And people will push back, as you know, Jim. I don't want to get too much in the way, happy to, but too much in the weeds here. But people will push back and say, well, look at Sweden, another country. One, those are much smaller countries and different systems we're talking about.
But see, you can't use Sweden anymore. Nobody can use Sweden anymore because there have been people from Sweden have written about this. Sweden abandoned what Sanders refers to about Sweden. They abandoned that in the 70s. They haven't been like Sanders says Sweden is for 40 years. They've moved on. I've been to Sweden. It's not like what Sanders says it is. We'll take a quick break, and we're going to come back, and we're going to talk about some specifics. We're going to bring this back to Main Street, what we're talking about. And we have examples. It's happened before. And we'll talk about that with Ramon Ray after the break. Ramon Ray and I will be right back. It's all that I have.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.